At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Good morning. Good afternoon, Richmond. It's 12 noon, and I'm AWOD here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Back with you live and local here on a Monday, July 7th. And we've got major changes to talk about in the Washington Nationals baseball organization. The learners, the ownership group, who should be given the most amount of blame for the team's failures. I want to make that clear that that is my absolute take. The learners should be given the most amount of blame. We did the blame pie. We had Ryan Clary on. He'll join us again today. Bobby Blanco, who covers the Washington Nationals, will join us at 12:30. And we'll ask them, last week, who did you give the most blame pie to? And what did you think of the moves over the weekend? Because the ownership group should be given the most blame for the team's failures in my mind. Well, they made a major move. The team fired general manager Mike Rizzo, World Series champion, and manager Davey Martinez, World Series champion. And with one full swoop, the Nats ownership removed the current GM and the manager, and now the future becomes very blurry, very unclear. Will they spend? That's the big thing. Will they spend to hire a better general manager? Will they spend to hire a more experienced manager? Will they commit more money to free agents to bring in more talent to go with the young group of talent that they have? I mean, I could rant about this all day, to be honest with you guys, because I saw this coming. I think everybody saw this coming a month ago when they went on that 11-game win streak and they sat back and decided to do nothing. And the fact that this team has been awful for 5 years straight, I think most of you fans that are locked in saw this coming. But I keep going back to the money spent on free agency. Where is the Adam LaRoche? Where's the Jason Worth of this roster? Right, that team doesn't win the World Series, doesn't commit all the effort that it put into to win games after game and be a contender for 6 years straight and to develop all this young talent if they didn't have the veteran leadership, right? Is Ian Desmond become the player he is without the guys like Adam LaRoche and Jason Worth and Ryan Zimmerman as well, right? It was a great mix of youth and veterans, and the only reason you were able to make the move for the veterans is because you saw the young talent that you had coming up here, and you said, all right, let's pair it with some veterans and go all in. Well, the ownership group has decided not to go all in the last 4, 5, 6 years since that 2019 World Series championship, and so it becomes very blurry of how the future will look, and then you got to know who the heck will they select in the Major League Baseball draft with the number one overall pick. We'll go around the NFL. Training camps are just 3 weeks away. NBA trades. We saw the first ever 17 trade that included Kevin Durant heading to the Houston Rockets. The summer of soccer, Mexico defeats the U.S. of A. in a championship game last night. But you know how we like to start the show every day, by catching up on anything you might have missed around the sports world when we open up the sports app.
Here it is, everybody.
Clearly, this is the future.
Stats, scores, highlights.
Whoa, are you serious?
Wi-Fi plus 3G, 64K. This one.
The sports app.
So we'll begin with Jeff Passan of ESPN breaking down the Nats firing of Mike Rizzo and Davey Martinez. Sunday news bomb on ESPN. Let's take a listen to Passan and Scruggs.
Kevin, the Washington Nationals have fired general manager Mike Rizzo as well as manager Davey Martinez. 37-53, the Nationals are in last place in the National League East. But even bigger than that, the Nationals have the number one overall draft pick a week from today. And it's not often you see both a general manager and a manager get fired in season, but particularly in front of such an important draft where the number one pick is not by any means clear at this point, but the Nationals have struggled in recent seasons. They have not made that leap forward that they were hoping. And today, both executive Mike Rizzo and manager Davey Martinez are gone from the team.
Man. So the first thing you have to wonder is, did Davey Martinez and Mike Rizzo get fired because the ownership group did not agree with Rizzo on who he would select a number one overall in the upcoming MLB draft? And then you got to wonder, or maybe they had their mind set a few weeks ago to move on from Martinez when the team went on that crazy losing streak. You lose over the weekend once again, and you're really wondering what Martinez's future is. They both were going to be out of a contract at the end of July, so they make the move, kind of rip the Band-Aid off, and Mike Rizzo, 64 years old, Davey Martinez, 60, won the World Series with the Washington Nationals in 2019, but this season, and at 16 games below 500, last place in the division, and we just haven't seen the development that you need from the young guys, and this season had not really a big bright spot, but you had some good, some good games from James Wood where he was fantastic. And it's really a good season from Wood and a good season from Mackenzie Gore. But as a team, they really struggled. And I wonder, was there a lack of leadership in that locker room, in that clubhouse? And you look at Davey Martinez as the head man. Rizzo, on the other hand, as the team's general manager and president of baseball operations, has been the top decision maker since 2013. And he brought in Rizzo. That's why I think a lot of people are wondering, were they a package? Were they a package deal? And that could Rizzo have said, hey, if you want to move on from Martinez, you got to move on from me as well. We'll bring on the experts. Bobby Blanco, who covers the Washington Nationals, and Ryan Clary, host of Locked On Nationals, the podcast. Over to the NBA on the Sports app. All right, so Kevin Durant to the Rockets, part of this complex seven-team trade that was announced like last week, but did just become final. And then today, another big move, Norman Powell from the Clippers to the Heat. Collins to the Clippers in a three-team trade. As I told you, teams are wheeling and dealing. There was a flurry of trades right before the draft, and since then, it's like almost every day there's been either a trade or a rumor of a big name on the move. It has been the summer of movement here in the NBA. Keep your eye out on a few other names like Giannis, maybe even LeBron James on the move, and what the Boston Celtics will do, because they, believe me, are not done making moves, already moving on from Jrue Holiday and Kristaps Porzingis. We move over to soccer here on the Sports app. The Gold Cup played in America last night from Houston, USA against Mexico. Mauricio Pochettino's first opportunity to win a trophy here as the manager of the U.S. men's national team, doing it against Mexico. And look, I should let everybody, this is not the best roster the U.S. has. They decided to play in America for the Club World Cup. I think that's a bogus decision. This is the Gold Cup. This is a major competition in your backyard. You should want to play in it. You should want to win it all. And you should want to develop chemistry because, less than 365 days later, the real World Cup comes here to America. And the competition is going to be a lot harder than Saudi Arabia and Mexico. But we get to last night's game, and it was American and friend of the show who we've had on twice, Chris Richards, with an unbelievable header to give the U.S. a 1-0 lead just 4 minutes into the action from this set piece. Let's take a listen to the call.
And Berhalter will hook that in, looking for Chris Richards! It's off the underside of the bar! score. The flag comes up. The goal is given on the field. It's Chris Richards from Sebastian Burholter. Less than 4 minutes in.
Off the head of Richards, upper 90 into the back of the net. Just bounced off of both poles. Just a fantastic header there on a set piece. But just 23 minutes later, it was Jimenez evening the scoring in this one. 1-1 USA and Mexico. Let's take a listen to the call.
Ruiz cuts it through and finds Jimenez, and he scores! Raul Jimenez roofs it, and Mexico ties the game!
Just a terrible turnover in the back line from the USA gives Jimenez the goal, and he honors the late Diego Jota after the goal with his celebration playing FIFA on the pitch. We move over to the second half, the 77th minute, and it's Mexico getting the game winner. Let's take a listen to the call.
Fake, now it's hooked in, it takes the flick, and it's in, it's Edson Alvarez! The flag comes up for offside. Mexico have had multiple goals ruled out for offside
VAR
at this tournament.
VAR reviews it.
And it is a good goal. It is a Mexico goal. It is Edson Alvarez who's given Mexico the lead with 12 minutes to play.
And just like that, Mexico wins the Gold Cup over the United States 2-1. First time they'd beaten USA in quite some time. Just a bad performance by the USA. I cannot believe the decisions that Pochettino made. You have to be a soccer fan to understand this one, but we escape Greg Berhalter just to have the new manager overplay his son, Sebastian Berhalter. What are we doing? Get the Berhalters out of U.S. men's national team. They're not good enough. That's quite frankly how I feel. Mexico gets the win in the Gold Cup final, 2-1. We move over to Wimbledon action, tennis on the Sports app. Novak Djokovic locks up a spot in the quarterfinals with a victory here today. Watch that one, Wimbledon action on ESPN and ESPN2 from Great Britain. And it was Novak Djokovic coming from behind, losing the first set to Demonor 6-1, wins the final three sets, 6-4, 6-4, 6-4. He's into the quarterfinals. Ben Shelton, one of the top-ranked American, number 10 right now, just 23 years of age, loses the first set to Sonogo. Action on court four right now from Wimbledon. He wins the second set 6-1 on serve in the third set, trying to get into the quarterfinals. American Taylor Fritz is into the quarterfinals. He'll face off against Karen Khachanov on Tuesday. Your action this afternoon is Sinner against Dimitrov for the final spot in the men's quarterfinals. We move over to Wimbledon women's action here, and American Emma Navarro can clinch a spot in the quarterfinals this morning. She is on court right now in action on court four for her round four matchup right now. This afternoon, you'll have Iga Swiatek in action. Sabalenka has already advanced. She'll play in her quarterfinal matchup on Tuesday. And same with young American, number 13th ranked Amanda Anisimova, who has advanced to her first ever quarterfinals. She'll be on court tomorrow on court one at about 10 a.m. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD here on the new sports radio, 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Were you shocked by the Washington Nationals' move yesterday, firing Davey Martinez and Mike Rizzo? 833-804-0910 if you want to chime in. 833-804-0910. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. You're listening to AWOD on The Fan.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Here's the set. Hicks delivers, and Abrams swings and drives into the air to left center field. Moving over as the left fielder, Durant has a play, and a couple of steps shy of the warning track in front of the Red Sox bullpen. He makes the catch, and this one is over. The Red Sox come to the nation's capital and wind up with a sweep.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to A-Wide Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Washington Nationals. And that was the call last night as the Boston Red Sox get the sweep of the Washington Nationals, who are last place in the NL East, and they have decided to fire President of Baseball Operations Mike Rizzo and manager Davey Martinez, the team announced Sunday night. And that is going to be the main story on the show today. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. I think my first question is, were you shocked by this move at all? 833-804-0910. Tweet us your thoughts at A-Wide Radio or at 910 The Fan. Stub runs the ones and twos. He'll get you on the airwaves to talk to me. Biff is our intern for the summer. I know he's probably fired up to talk about this major news. Was I shocked? Was I shocked yesterday? Yes, absolutely. I mean, it was a Sunday afternoon in which I was excited to maybe talk a little Wimbledon, to talk a little USA versus Mexico, my thoughts on the NBA free agency, and then, boom, we get hit with the bomb by ESPN that the Nationals front office, the Lerners, have decided to move on from both Davey Martinez and Mike Rizzo. And that's what shocked me. Right? Like, you had, I feel like everybody that was watching the team this season had to feel like something was coming. But you had a major move from an ownership group that's, all reports, been kind of hands off for what seemed close to 5 years, right? They won the World Series in 2019. They spent money to try to run it back in 2020, the COVID season, which was shortened, and they were not good anyway. And since then, they've just sold off all their talent. Juan Soto, Trey Turner. The list goes on and on and on of guys that were really good here in Washington and then are playing better ball elsewhere. Now, even a guy like Kyle Schwarber was awesome here in Washington. They didn't want to pay him to keep him. And so that's what shocked me. It's a move from an ownership group that I didn't think cared. I didn't think was paying attention. I was blown away that they fired both Mike Rizzo and Davey Martinez. And to me, this was more Davey Martinez deserved to be fired. Davey Martinez deserved to be fired. The team sucks. They're in last place, right? I mean, they're one of the worst teams in baseball this year. they've got some talent too, so it's not like the talent level's not there, but they're below Miami. Atlanta's had an awful season. They're below them. They're 16 games back of the NL East. They're also a ton of games below 500, 37 and 53 on the season, and you get swept by the Red Sox at home. That's not when you make a move. I think this move was made during that 11-game losing streak that included losses to the Mets, the Marlins, and the Rockies, and maybe to save face, to save public opinion here that would have been just destroying them after that losing streak there, to kind of, all right, we're going to make a move. They regrouped. They came back home, and they went on the road. Then they came back home and lost again, and then they decide to make this move. To me, this move says the decision was made weeks ago, because you don't have a manager in place. You do not fire a manager without having a manager in place. That doesn't make any sense. They had this move already done. They were going to do this. And I'm kind of shocked that they moved on from both of them. Davey deserved to be fired. Rizzo, to me, this is the case of the learners not wanting to extend his contract. So you might as well move on from him. Because if you don't want your general manager, Mike Rizzo, your president of baseball operations, to hire the new manager, then why not just move on from him too? Right? Because when you decide Davey's done, and that's Rizzo's guy, you're going to either let Mike Rizzo hire the new manager, or you're going to move on from Rizzo too and completely start all the way over. And I think that's what it came down to. Is other than that, it's a weird move. And I'm not blaming Rizzo. I'm blaming ownership. All right, that's what I'm blaming here. They have not given Rizzo the correct resources since 2019 when they won it all. Do I believe ownership will get these next two hires right? Hell no. Hell no. The learners are quickly becoming the Dan Snyder of DC sports ownership. So I don't think they're going to get this right, because I don't think they will make a splashy hire or an expensive hire. I don't believe that at all. The quick reports we've heard are they're going to hire from within. Since when has that ever worked in sports? Take an example from the Washington Wizards. Ted Leonsis finally, years later, he moves on from Ernie Grunfeld. He lost half the fan base sticking with Ernie Grunfeld for all those years. And then after all that, he hires Ernie's clone, Tommy Shepard? They got that wrong, right? And so do I believe ownership will get this right? No, because they're not going to go out and get a splashy hire here. They're not going to. They're probably going to take the cheap route, hire from within, move the guy from AAA up to the majors. That's their idea. They're going to pay somebody probably half the money of what Mike Rizzo was making, and probably a quarter of the money that Davey Martinez was winning, because those guys are World Series champions. I'm going to say this right now. I don't think the new GM will have won a World Series. I don't think the new manager will have won a World Series unless they were on the staff with the Washington Nationals in 2019. We've heard from multiple reporters that this team lacked professionalism and urgency. And that I 1,000% agree with. If you watched them on TV this year, if you went to a Nats game, heck, if you went to spring training, you saw they lacked the urgency of a team that needed to make a step forward this season, right? It wasn't, 70 wins wasn't going to get anybody excited. 80 would have. And it's like, you talk about the professionalism. Well, it's like everybody's forgetting about last year. What the hell was C.J. Abrams doing gambling till 4 a.m.? That's supposed to be your best young prospect. Who's looking after him? Where's the veteran leadership to sit C.J. Abrams down and tell him that doesn't happen? That's not what you do in the majors. I mean, if this team was in a better spot, they might have traded him after that. But they couldn't, because he was one of their best young prospects, right? And so I think it's like those are examples of the inconsistency with some of these young guys. You have to wonder, were they called up too early? Is it that there's not leadership in that clubhouse? And that's why, to me, I'm pointing the finger at Davey Martinez. To me, this seems like an organization where the manager and the GM were on one team. Front office ownership was on another team. They did not agree on big things, on little things. And the word that I've heard from Chelsea Jane, who covers the team, was details, details, details. And baseball has turned into all things analytics in the Nats front office. Maybe we're not fully bought into spending the money on all of the analytics to ensure that their team has every little advantage to help them win. And to me, it seems like in the last 5 years, the major leagues have lapped what the Washington Nationals are doing. We've gotten worse. All these teams that were in the cellar in the basement of their divisions are, like, good now. And Washington's back in the cellar. So that's why I understand making the move here. I was just shocked that it was both of them. And I don't believe, unless the ownership group is going to be more invested and spend more money, that they're going to get this right. I don't think you can do better than Mike Rizzo in this spot that you're in right now. I mean, Rizzo said it with his quote, right? I had to navigate that organization, that ownership group, for 20 years. That ownership group. Other people have said this is one of the worst ownership groups in baseball. Who wants to work for them? Who wants to be the general manager? Who wants to be the manager of that team? You're not going to get anybody that's won multiple World Series, I feel like. You're going to have to hire from within, and that's why I don't think it's going to work. And I think this team is going to get worse before they get any better. That's my take. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 833-804-0910. That's 833-804-0910. Were you shocked the Nationals moving on from both Mike Rizzo and Davey Martinez? You're listening to AWOD on The Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM. Broadcasting live from Capitol Ale House here in Innsbruck. Come on down, grab a beer, and check out the show. We are live and local here Monday from 12 to 3 p.m. Burger night. It's back like it never left from 3 p.m. to midnight. Get a cheeseburger for $2.95 or a bacon and beer cheese like I like to do for $3.95. So I thought that this was going to be, you know, a nice welcome back from vacation. Talk a little Commanders, look ahead to training camp, the NBA news. And then my world was rocked with the moves yesterday. The end of an era leads to an uncertain future. That's exactly how I feel after the news yesterday. The Nats moving on from both Mike Rizzo and manager Davey Martinez. Helping us clear things up right now on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline, Nats insider for Masson Nationals, Bobby Blanco. Bobby, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up, everyone? Hope you had a good vacation.
I did, man. So why don't you start by giving us your initial reaction on Sunday night?
Yeah, I mean, I'm actually on my vacation right now, so I was just chilling at our house, you know, relaxing, you know, had finished watching the game earlier in the day, and that's obviously get swept by the Red Sox at home. We're watching the All-Star rosters being revealed, and that's get two All-Stars selected to the game in James Wood and Mackenzie Gore, which should have been a celebration for this organization, right? Those are two guys that, of course, were major pieces in the Juan Soto deal that, you know, now former general manager Mike Rizzo made in 2022. They are elected by their peers as All-Stars. It's the first time the Nationals have had two elected All-Stars in the same season since 2001, which was the last time this team was competitive or trying to be competitive. And, yeah, it was supposed to be a fun night. And then an hour later, after those that's revealed, we're seeing that the Nationals have fired both Mike Rizzo and Davey Martinez. And, you know, my first reaction was shocked and awe. I think it's, you know, you don't expect that to come down on a Sunday night, especially, you know, while, you know, Major League Baseball is trying to keep its focus on on the All-Star rosters. But, yeah, it was definitely very surprising. And like you said, at the end of an era, Mike Rizzo's been here since 2006. He's been the head man since 2009. And, of course, Davey came in 2018, the longest-tenured Nationals manager, and both of them are the only two general managers and managers to win a World Series for this team. So, end of an era indeed.
Yeah, but you mentioned it. Mackenzie Gore and James Wood got screwed, right? This is their All-Star appearance. The headline should be Wood and Gore make the All-Star game, and more about how James Wood, you know, is top 10 in the league in home runs, and Gore is top 10 in the league in strikeouts, and that's the youth that the Nats are bringing up here towards their rebuild. So why not make the move today and let them get their day of Sunday, because today's a travel day? Why did it have to be last night in your mind?
That's a good question. I don't know the answer. I think you're right. Like, you know, the Nats have an off day today. They don't have a game today. But I will say that the team traveled last night from D.C. to St. Louis to face the Cardinals tomorrow. So word probably would have gotten out that Davey Martinez and Mike Rizzo are not on that plane.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think it's more of a, unfortunately for James McKenzie, ownership and the team wanted to get ahead of it, manage the message, be the ones to announce that we're doing this, not just have, you know, 24 hours of speculation, you know, with, you know, leaks coming out to ESPN, to the Post, to Masson, whatever it may be, that like, hey, the manager and the general manager are not with the team in St. Louis. What is going on? They wanted to get ahead of the message, I would assume, and control that message and be the ones to announce it instead of it leaking.
No, I get you there, but then I think the follow-up question would be, why not make this move during that 10-plus game losing streak that really destroyed the entire season? I mean, it wasn't that bad of a start here, right? I felt like at times in May, we were starting to get excited about what this young roster could become, you know, not for this season, but for the future here. Why not make the move during that massive losing streak?
Another great question, and I think, you know, unless someone from the Lerner family steps up to a mic, we may never know the answer. I think it's a good point. I mean, my thought process all along was, if you're going to make a move or do something, and like, I'm not calling for anybody else's job, I'm not calling for anyone to lose their job, you know, but I do understand this is a business, it's an industry that happens. If you're going to do something, I was kind of expecting maybe a lower level move during that losing streak, you know, a changing of a coaching situation or in the player development staff or whatever, or, you know, a roster or whatever it may be. But that didn't happen. And then now here you are a week from, literally almost a week to the minute from when they announced this move, they pick number one overall in the draft on Sunday night. And so the timing was just odd that they had an encouraging, you know, you could point to a better West Coast road trip. They just won 2 of 3 from the Tigers, who have the best record in the American League. But then you get swept at home against the Red Sox. And, you know, I think it does come down to Davey and Mike Rizzo both had contract options that need to be picked up at some point in July. And I think, you know, maybe credit to the ownership. They tried to give these guys as much time as possible to turn it around. And then after a 3-game sweep at home, that might have been the last straw, and says, we can't really wait any longer. If we're making the decision that we know we're not going to pick up those options, we should do it now, because otherwise, you know, what's the point of having a lame duck general manager make the number one overall pick and then also navigate a trade deadline by the end of the month and have a lame duck manager manage the next 20 or so games only to let him go in August? Like, it just, from a business standpoint, that part makes sense. But I do, does kind of feel like, you know, the ownership group tried to give Rizzo and Davey as much time as possible, even after that losing streak, to turn things around, and they just didn't come to fruition.
I think that what they have to do, what the Lerners have to do, is hire a GM first, hire the new president of baseball operations, and have him hand-select his manager to take over this team. But I'm not sure that's the way they'll move. I think my question is first is, do you believe they will hire from within?
So I think, actually think I would correct you or just argue with you that I think their first decision that the manager or ownership needs to make is, how are they going to own this team moving forward? Because it's been unclear, right? Like, they were one of the top spending organizations in baseball for 10 years, always in the top third in spending. They've been in the bottom third since they won the World Series. So how are they moving forward? I think they need to answer that question first before going ahead and hiring a full-time GM. Like you said, that would be for me be step two, the GM, and then have him hire the manager step three. Because if the ownership decides, hey, we want to get back to, you know, being big spenders, being a major market because we are in D.C. And spending a lot of money, then let's go get the, you know, right-hand man with the Dodgers or the Yankees or the Astros, who one of those teams that spends a lot of money, and a guy that knows how to navigate a team that operates that way. If you're deciding, and I'm not saying one way is right, one way is wrong. It's just you have to make a decision. And if you're deciding you want to operate more at a low cost and not cut costs, but just be a lower cost operation, then go pick the top guy from the Tampa Bay Rays or the Cleveland Guardians, one of those teams that has operated on a lower budget for a long time but has a long run of success in terms of drafting, developing, and acquiring players and making them into major leaguers. While also having a low payroll. I mean, that's, again, neither way is right or wrong. They just have to make that call and then go find the best fit for however they want to operate the team. And then from that point on, then that general manager has to then find the best manager to then manage the baseball club in that way. So I think that will be their first. But, I mean, for hiring from within, I don't know. I think you're going to see the Mike DiBartolo, who is stepping in as interim GM, get a fair shake for the rest of this season. I think you're going to see whoever steps in as the interim manager, whether that's Miguel Cairo or Matt LeCroy from AAA Rochester. They're going to get a fair shake for the rest of this season. But I would imagine at the end of this year, no matter how the next 2.5 months, 3 months go, they're going to do a wide-ranging search. All those guys will get a fair chance to also interview. And this is, you know, now their interview process is starting today. But I would imagine, you know, if the learners really want to do this the right way, which there's no reason to think they don't, I think you have to kind of broaden your horizons and go and, you know, uncover every rock and try to find the right fit for however you want to run this team.
Yeah, I mean, you're so right in the fact that the number one thing they have to do is decide what kind of ownership group they want to be in baseball. But you mentioned Cleveland. Like, that's just going to piss me off because this is Washington, D.C. This is the nation's capital. This is a major market. And so that's why I just believe they're going to hire from within. I feel like every move they've made has shown me they're going to be cheap. They're not really committed to going to win and spending all that money to do so. They're not committed to doing what the Mets are doing, to doing what the Yankees are doing, to doing what the Dodgers are doing. They're treating this like they're Cleveland. And so I think they're going to hire from within. I think the guy that's getting the opportunity is going to keep this job. You know, explain to me why you think that they, from their track record, that they will actually commit to being a major market ownership group after the way they've been the last 5 years.
Well, yeah, I guess because I would say, I mean, they have 10-plus years before these last 5 years of doing it that way. I mean, it's just a matter of whether or not they want to do it. I mean, like that's a question for them, honestly, not for me. I can't speak for them. I don't know how they're thinking. I don't know their thought process behind this decision. It seems like it kind of came to a spear last night where they decided this is the time to make the call, but I can't speak to how they are going to run this team. I get the frustration of, you know, this is a Washington, D.C. team. This is a major market. But, I mean, there's nothing wrong with the way that the Cleveland Guardians run their team. There's nothing wrong with the way the Baltimore Orioles, I know they have a down year right now, but for the past 5 years, the Orioles have had the best farm system and the best young talent in the game. There's nothing wrong with the way that the Tampa Bay Rays do their business. It's different markets, I understand, but those teams have been competitive and have a chance to win every single year while also having a consistently stacked farm system and a consistently good scouting department when it comes to the draft and signing minor league players. So there's nothing wrong with that. It's just different ways of operating. But I get the frustration that, you know, if you're coming from the standpoint, hey, this is Washington, D.C., we need to operate like one of the big boys, I think it's a different conversation. But I can't speak on for the learners on that part.
Yeah, but tell me if you agree with me in terms of, like, Tampa Bay or Cincinnati or Cleveland, you know, some of these teams here, mid-major markets, that they can have success 1 year. But can they be contenders every single year without spending the money that some of these other, you know, major market teams are? That's what I want, the contenders. And I understand, and, you know, it's, I'm speaking point of frustration here. I'm not, like, you know, asking you, like, you're the learners, you're the ownership group. But for my frustration, it is, I don't want to be good for 1 year. I want to do what we did from 2013 to 2019, where every single year they are a contender. And for that to happen, I think the ownership group needs to spend on free agency like they did back then.
Yeah, I guess my counterpoint to that would be, like, you know, I think last year was the first year the Rays missed the playoffs in, you know, in like 5 or 6 years. I mean, they made the World Series in 2020. The Guardians made the ALCS last year, and I think they've won the AL Central, you know, 5 of the last 6 years, 6 of the last 8, whatever it may be. I mean, they're consistently contenders because they do it in a way where they focus on draft development, acquiring international talent, and developing it through their minor league system where they don't have to spend a lot of money. And then when they get to guys like a Jose Ramirez for Cleveland, they lock him up long-term, or they get to a guy like Francisco Lindor and say, you know what, we can't lock him up long-term, let's trade him at his highest point value and get a lot of prospects and keep, you know, feeding our farm system. So it's just a different way of going about it. But again, I do get the frustration that since the Nationals are located in Washington, D.C., it's the nation's capital, this ownership group has proven that they can operate there like this in the past. I get why you and fans might be frustrated that they haven't reverted back to that. It's just a matter of them making the decision one way or the other.
Bobby, really appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much.
Yeah, anytime. Thanks, A-Wad.
That is Bobby Blanco, Nats insider for Massin Nationals. Follow him on social media, Bobby_Blanco. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD on the Fan.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You know, that news is tough because obviously you never want to see that. But obviously this Nationals team has really, really underperformed. When you think about it, especially from the pitching side of things, they've allowed so many runs. The offense has gotten better. We understand they have good young offensive players. But in order for them to start to compete, and Jeff talked about it, they're in last place. Next year, they're supposed to be towards the top as far as what you're looking at and projecting for a team that's already gone through a rebuild. The pitching hasn't gotten where it needs to be. They're losing at home, 18-28 at home. You expect them to be better. They've got to come at it.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. That was ESPN giving their thoughts on the breaking news last night. The Washington Nationals moving on from President of Baseball Operations Davey Martinez, or Mike Rizzo, and your manager Davey Martinez. I think this came down to the team lacking professionalism and a sense of urgency, like that we have to win now, like that we've been bad for 5 years, like that we haven't won the World Series since 2019, we haven't made the playoffs since then, we haven't won more than 75 games since then. And I didn't feel that way when I was watching this team. It felt like you were watching a rebuild, a slow burn of a rebuild, in which, like, the young guys were going out there, and Mackenzie Gore and James Wood and C.J. Abrams and Dylan Cruz, feel like all of them want to win badly. But how about the rest of the guys? And even some of those guys might just be happy to be there. They haven't been in the majors that long. They haven't been long enough to know what it takes to make the playoffs, what it takes to win a playoff series. So I asked Bobby Blanco, why now? Why not during that losing streak before? I kind of think they're going to hire from within. And I need a commitment from the ownership group here that they're ready to spend at a major market level once again, because that's a big reason for why that and Mike Rizzo, in my mind, all right, I don't think there's any chance that they win a World Series without the mind of Mike Rizzo bringing in talent that they developed, like Ian Desmond and Trey Turner and all these guys that either were part of the rebuild or part of the championship roster. They were part of the turnaround in the nation's capital. And so I look at it like this. I need them to commit to spending money like they did back then, because that team took a huge leap forward when they paid for Jason Worth. They took a huge leap forward when they paid for Adam LaRoche. They won the World Series because they paid for, like, Howie Kendrick, right? And so, to me, it's all about more money from the ownership group. Mike Rizzo, how will I look back at his legacy? I mean, like it or hate it, I don't think the Washington Nationals win a World Series without him and his moves. I think he was the visionary for a team and a city that hadn't seen winning, hadn't even seen good baseball in decades. So Mike Rizzo is a hero to me, and I think a lot of Nats fans will always consider him to be a fantastic president of baseball operations. I think Rizzo meant more to this fan base than the Lerners ever have. And then you look at Davey Martinez, and to me, I know there was a caller on B. Mitch and Finley today who said it, and I kind of completely agree with him. I've always thought Davey Martinez inherited a championship roster. This one caller compared it to Tony Dungy getting fired, and then coming in was Gruden, and he wins the championship with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and it was like, no, but that was the other guy's roster. This was Dusty Martinez's roster. Those were Dusty's guys. Davey inherited them. A championship roster, and he won with them. And you cannot deny how incredible that season was to turn it around from like 18-31 to making the postseason, clutch moments, winning it all. I will remember it forever, right? I mean, DC sports fans, we don't have many championships to celebrate over the last 30 years. It's the one Caps run and the one Nats run. And so because of that, I will always love Mike Rizzo and Davey Martinez. But to me, Rizzo was the guy that was the visionary. Martinez was the guy that inherited an unbelievable roster, and you got to give them credit because they needed a positive voice when they were struggling. They needed a guy that was a player's manager, right, that understood what it took because he played in the big leagues. But I never thought he was like the greatest manager of all time. Personally, I thought, you know, Davey Martinez was never the smartest manager, never the most in tune with his lineups. I thought he benefited from how much talent Mike Rizzo provided him year after year after year. And I'll say this, the last few years, it felt like Davey Martinez and Mike Rizzo were tied together. They were handcuffed to each other. So I would have fired Davey Martinez 2 years ago. I mean, right? This team has not been good. 2023 was bad. 2024 was bad. This year hasn't worked out at all. And now they finally make that move. I think that maybe Rizzo didn't want to let go of his friend, right? In the end, ownership decides we're going to tear it down completely and start all the way over again. The question I have next is, will they rebuild the right way? But this firing, this breaking news on Sunday, it shocked me, but at the same time, it felt inevitable because of the team's record, because of the losing over and over again, because they were not going to have their contracts extended because the team sucks so much. And so it would make no sense, right? You needed to shake things up. I thought this was going to be 2 weeks ago. I mean, I was ready to talk about Davey Martinez being on the hot seat before the start of this season, like I said. Like, you had to have Rizzo probably ask ownership to spend more money. And if they said no, maybe Rizzo said, all right, then maybe I shouldn't be here anymore. Fire me then. I could see that happening because to me that makes a lot more sense than ownership just deciding right now to pull the plug on both Rizzo and Martinez. To me, I think they were probably planning to pull the plug on Martinez, and Rizzo was saying, well, if you're going to do that and you're going to let me hire the next manager, I want you to spend some money. And if he was told no, maybe he was said, all right, maybe it's time for me to go too. Maybe it's time for me to go too. But now the Washington Nationals and that ownership group, the Lerners, they have to do it the right way. It's crazy to say this. They have to do what the Commanders did. They have to do what the Wizards are trying to do. First, you hire the good general manager, good president of baseball operations, let him hire the manager, and then hopefully you hit on your top pick and start that rebuild off and running. Because next Sunday, the Washington Nationals will have the number one overall pick in the draft. Commanders did it with the number two overall pick. Wizards are trying to do it with the number two overall pick, the number six overall pick, and a bunch of rookies, right? The Nationals have to do what good organizations do now, which is commit to spending money, as Bobby Blanco said, and I'm so for that. Please stop being cheap. Number two, hire the right president of operations, and then let him hire the manager. Let him hire the manager. Don't have some interim guy hire a manager, and then you're stuck with that guy because some guy that's going to be out of a job in 6 months wanted him. No, that's not how it works in the pros, in the professional leagues. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio, 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.